Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the Phillies make it interesting in the bottom of the ninth in Game 2 of the NLDS, but ultimately fall short. KYW's Matt Leon now joins us live from Citizens Bank Park, watching it all. Matt, with the recap.
Steve, it was quite the evening here as the Phillies lose Game 2 to the Dodgers 4-3. So now they trail this best of 5 2-0, and they are a loss away from seeing their season end. This game was a scoreless tie after six innings as Jesus Luzardo and Blake Snell went back and forth tossing zeros. Both starting pitchers were outstanding in this one, but then the Dodgers broke through in the seventh. Luzardo started the inning and the first two runners got on base. Freddie Freeman's double made it second and third with nobody out. They made a pitching change. They bring in Orion Kerkering. He got a strikeout and then got a poorly hit ground ball, a fist job to shortstop Trey Turner, who threw home to try to get the lead runner. His throw was just offline a little bit, and the run scored. That made it 1-0. Soon after, another walk and then a pop-up with two outs. Will Smith, probably the biggest hit of the game, a two-run single. Shohei Ohtani would follow with an RBI single off of Matt Strom. That made it 4-0. Phil's got a run in the eighth. Trey Turner, an RBI single. And frankly, the Phillies looked dead in the water. But then in the ninth inning, the bottom of the ninth, Alec Boehm single. JT Realmuto doubled. Second and third, nobody out. Nick Castellanos doubles to left. 4-3. Castellanos on second, and suddenly this place is erupting. And then Bryson Stott with a questionable decision on the Phillies' part here. They tried to sacrifice. Castellanos easily thrown out at third. And this made even worse when Harrison Bader is a pinch hitter, single to left, a hit that probably would have scored Castellanos even if he was still on second. But still, it was first and second with one out. Max Kepler hit into a fielder's choice to first. Runners on first and third, two outs. Trey Turner back at the plate, and he grounded out the second to end the game. So the Phillies lose 4-3. Jesus Luzardo got the loss. Game 3, Wednesday night. Phillies now must win to extend the season, Steve.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. The Phils also have to overcome two trends. They have now lost five of their last six postseason games at the bank and have never won a postseason game, a postseason series in franchise history after dropping Game 1. Now they've dropped both Games 1 and 2.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.